Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report. It's called A Brief Progress Report on Gerald Tuttle, T-U-T-T-L-E-G-E-R-A-L-D. Address is 2050 Springfield Drive, number 130, Chico, California, 95928. Phone 530-899-8810. ID is XXXXX5165. Date of birth 6/4/1950. 71-year-old married, disabled man. Pharmacy is Raley's Notre Dame, in parenthesis, substitute Walgreens East, 530-895-0895. Insurance is Medicare / AARP / United Healthcare. Pharmacy is Cigna. It is addressed to Dr. Roy Bishop, M.D. Family Medicine, Argyle Medical Group, 100 Independence Circle, Suite 100, Chico, California, 95973. Phone 530-899-0130, fax 530-899-0142. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation in continuity of care, subparagraph, history of Parkinsonism - treated, subparagraph, recent symptoms of cognitive decline, comorbid medical problems, obstructive sleep apnea syndrome, subparagraph, some concurrent administrative difficulty in equipment management reported, current medications, donepezil 5 milligrams once daily, memantine 5 milligrams once daily, lisinopril 2.5 milligrams once daily, baclofen 10 milligrams, up to 3 daily for spinal myospasm, digoxin 250 microgram tablets, 1 daily, pravastatin 40 milligram tablets, warfarin 2 milligrams, methadone 10 milligrams, PRN, gabapentin 50-200 milligrams extended release 3 times a day, other medications, albuterol nebulized inhaler, below that Flonase, below that Advair, 2 puffs daily. Past medical history, let's see, it's vertically stroke, heart disease, bronchitis, asthma, arthritis, alcoholism - remote, 37 years sobriety, review of systems, depression, forgetfulness, numbness, this is under general, endocrine none reported, EENT, wears eyeglasses, impaired hearing, sinus disease, rhinitis, neck - stiffness, respiratory, COPD, asthma and wheezing, cardiovascular, difficulty ambulating 2 blocks, history of titanium aortic valve replacement, dyspnea with exertion, history of atrial fibrillation, gastrointestinal constipation, flatulence, genitourinary, no symptoms reported, hematological, history of phlebitis, currently on Coumadin. Locomotor musculoskeletal, difficulty with walking, neuromuscular weakness. Male genitourinary, reports erectile dysfunction, ejaculation, you can delete that. He stands 5 feet 6 inches tall, weighs 185 pounds. Last prostate and rectal exam 3 years ago. Sexual function, not currently active. No history of transmissible disease. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Mental health, he reports feelings of depression. He has seen a counselor. Stress is, he has a history of stress-related reactivity. Neuropsychiatric, no history of psychiatric referral care. History of convulsions. Syncope or paralysis. Personal safety. He lives at home with his wife. He denies a history of frequent falls. He has some hearing visual difficulty. He has not completed an advanced directive and is interested in doing so. No history of exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. Personal and family health history. His father died at age 67 from lung cancer. His mother died at age 68 with breast cancer. He has a 77-year-old brother who has arthritis. New paragraph, his wife is 73 years old in relatively good health. He has two children, ages 44 and 50, a son and daughter in good health. New paragraph. Family history is positive for arthritis, asthma, bleeding tendency, cancer, chemical dependency, and heart disease. No family history of convulsions, diabetes, hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease reported. New paragraph, education. He's completed 2 years of college. New paragraph, social history and health habits. He is married. He takes no alcohol and has been sober for 37 years. He does not smoke. He does not use recreational substances. He lives with his wife. There are no dependents at home. New paragraph, occupational concerns. He is disabled. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. He's had a previous history of fracture, no history of concussion or loss of consciousness. Previous illnesses, aortic valve replacement, 1999, good outcome. left BKA 2002, good outcome. Operations and hospitalizations. He has never had a blood transfusion. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems not completed. New paragraph. Neurological review of systems. Gerald reports that he has substantial stiffness and inability to stand upright due to thoracic hyperextension, possibly associated with his old stroke. New paragraph. He sleeps well at night, awakens rested in the morning, but he does have periods of sleepiness during the daytime. Subparagraph. He was previously evaluated with sleep testing. He has diagnosed obstructive sleep apnea syndrome and is currently on CPAP unit reporting. No recent review of his equipment or circumstances through Enloe Home Health. Subparagraph. They will be contacted for activation. New paragraph. His neurological review of systems was otherwise unremarkable, except for symptoms of Parkinsonism, for which he is on carbidopa levodopa 5200, which he takes three times a day, subparagraph, an attempt to taper the medication to 5200 twice a day was associated with a decrease in his functional capacity and sense of well-being. New paragraph. He completed the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires, reporting some difficulties with communication, writing to-do lists for himself, some difficulty at times understanding family and friends on the phone, carrying on a conversation, organizing his thoughts to speak, but no other problem with speech. New paragraph. Cognitive function was reported to be mild to moderately impaired, some difficulties with financial management, following complex instructions, keeping appointments, managing his time, planning activity in advance, becoming organized, remembering lists of errands, learning, novel learning, having to read several times for recollection, trouble tracking his activity, difficulty with multitasking, difficulty with recollection, trouble with remembering familiar names, thinking clearly, slow reactivity, reduced attention, trouble with task initiation, trouble with decision making, trouble with task planning. New paragraph. He reports a mild reduction in his positive sense of affect and well-being. New paragraph, he reports mild to moderate fatigue, he reports slight to mild anxiety, mild depression, and mild emotional lability, a slight to mild reduction in his ability to participate in social roles and activities. And a moderate reduction in his satisfaction with his social roles and activities. A mild reduction in his upper extremity motor function, typically difficulty writing, ability to wash and dry himself, pulling on trousers, buttoning his shirt, trimming fingernails, bending to pick up clothing. And he reports some difficulty with up to moderate difficulty with upper extremity motor dysfunction. New paragraph. He reports little sense of stigmatization. New paragraph. Laboratory MR brain imaging, completed open systems imaging, high resolution 3D neuroquantitative study with analysis. Showed microvascular disease, an old right PCA infarction, prominent hippocampal volume loss, with diffuse volume loss seen bilaterally in the frontal and parietal lobes, comma, susceptibility artifact in the parietal and occipital lobes, which can reflect trauma, vascular malformation, hypertension, or angiopathy. There was some degradation of the study due to motion. New paragraph. Therapeutic response. His wife notes that the donazepil and the memantine have produced an improvement in his cognitive function. New paragraph, we attempted to start him on L-methylfolate at his last appointment, but administrative problems declined the prescription at Raley's, which will be re-requested at a steeper discount at Walgreens. New paragraph, today, in review of his presentation, his function, and his improvement, I'm increasing the memantine initially to 10 milligrams twice a day, and he will return for further readjustment of the donazepil as necessary. New paragraph. Diagnostic laboratory studies with his described history of both fatigue and cognitive impairment will be done for further evaluation in consideration for additional treatment upon his return. So I respectfully my professional signature.